علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic called the Charter of Islamic Governance. This is a very important topic considering the fact that the day and age which we live in, and all the ages where mankind lived, they needed a certain form of governance, a system whereby the society is to be governed and led in a way that can lead to its perfection and its felicity. This being such an important topic, we are certainly in need of guidance to be able to achieve the purposes that are defined by the divine principles that are revealed by God. We need that extra guidance to be able to show us the way. And therefore, one of the ways that we are taught is by the statements of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, where he explains to us what are those tenets and principles that can lead to a thriving Islamic community, a community that achieves its progress and achieves its destination in terms of the purpose of its creation. One of the things that we mentioned previously was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the prophets to guide, to make human beings reach perfection, and the tools through which they make human beings reach perfection is the Holy Quran. And this is something that was quite adequately explained.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when it comes to the discussion of the Qur'an, if you remember, we had discussed about the fact that the Qur'an is accessible for mankind, but there are certain principles, there are certain conditions to be considered. And there were several conditions that we mentioned previously. And we said that, yes, the Qur'an is accessible. The apparent verses of the Qur'an, the apparent meanings from the verses of the Qur'an are, carry a probative value. They carry, some kind of, they definitely carry weight such that a person can act in accordance to them and, base his beliefs on them. But of course, there were certain conditions that we mentioned, and of course, you are aware of them, which I don't need to repeat. again. So in general, there are actually two schools of thought with regards to understanding and the accessibility of the Quran. One school of thought is the school of thought of the Usulis. So basically the Usulis, they say that the Quran is accessible, but there are conditions. And those conditions that I mentioned previously are applicable. There are other people who are the Akhbaris, they say the Quran is not accessible. That means without the narrations, without the explanations from the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the Quran cannot be explained. The Quran cannot be understood. In fact, they say that even the prima facie meanings of the Quran do not have any probative value, do not have any argument value. And therefore, you always have to have backing from the narrations, which we said is a flawed discussion, is a flawed belief. And if a person wants to know more, can refer to the previous sessions to understand what we mean by this. Now, in general, what we want to tell you is this, that the Quran is there for you. The Quran is accessible. Take it, read it, contemplate upon it. If the Quran was not accessible, then why are all those verses telling us to ponder upon the Quran? Does it make sense that Allah says ponder upon the Quran and then the Quran is something that cannot be accessible? All those verses of the Quran that tell us that you act according to the book of God, is it possible that God says that act according to the book of God and then it is not accessible for the people? Of course, that is not correct.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, it is true that yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to ponder upon the Holy Quran. He tells us to act according to the Holy Quran, to think about the verses, to repeat the verses, to implant the teachings inside our hearts. These things are there. But at the same time, it is clear that there are certain verses that need explanation, and we have already talked about them. Then those verses that need explanation, they have to be referred to the people of knowledge, to the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, to those who have true understanding, to those who have the inner understanding of the Holy Quran. This balance has to be maintained. Otherwise, regarding to the various teachings of the Quran that are clear regarding the hereafter, regarding purifying the heart, regarding asking forgiveness from God, regarding following the spiritual path. All these are things that are repeated in the Quran. All these are things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to think about. Those verses of the Quran which have mentioned the punishment of God. Those verses of the Quran that talk about the blessings of God in the hereafter. Those that encourage you to seek God's pleasure and come closer to Him. All of these verses are there in the Quran. They are for us to keep in mind, to contemplate, and to think about. And of course, there are those verses that tell us about us as a society, as a Muslim society, what we are supposed to achieve. We are supposed to command good and stay away from evil, to uphold justice. All of these things are there in the Quran, which give us the opportunity to come closer to God. And yes, there are some people who didn't believe in the Quran, but when they read the Quran and they contemplated on the meanings of the Quran, they accepted the truth. So in other words, what I want to tell you is that take this gift from God and apply it in your lives and try to contemplate on it. And let us pray to Allah to give us the opportunity to get in touch with the Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه